Good morning, everyone. I greet you in the name of Jesus. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here this morning. My phone number is 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to go to Matthew chapter 13. In Matthew chapter 13, 1 to 9, it speaks about the sower. It speaks about how it says, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, and they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no depthness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into the good ground, and brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." This morning, I would like to just take a look here. Many times, these verses for the individual, when they are read, they are read, and it brings an examination to our hearts. We look at these verses and we have to wonder, so where am I at? Do I have the stony ground? Do I have the hard ground? Do I have the thorny ground in my heart? Or do I have the heart that is open and ready for God's seed? And many, like I said, many times these verses bring a self-examination. But this morning I would like to look at something a little different here, something to help us to understand. Something that has been a great revelation for me here, and I would just like to share it all with you as well. When we look at our hearts and we wonder where our hearts are at, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I don't think the Lord wants us to stop at that. The thing that I would like to look at here this morning is not the receiver, but the sower. What about you being the server, the sower, excuse me? Or what about me being the sower? I think there's a lesson for us here that is worth looking at. When Jesus left on Ascension Day, when he went back to heaven, some of his last words were that we are to go and to spread the gospel. We are to go and teach those around us. We live in a fallen world. We live there's a lot of evil going on around us. There's many hopeless and depressed people around us, having no hope, seeing no light. They're not able to see the light at the end of the tunnel at all, and they're in deep despair and a deep pit. And Jesus told us to go to these people and take the gospel to them and to baptize them and to teach them all the things that he taught us. So in that respect, it makes us the sower. And something for us to look at is when we go out in this field that is ripe to harvest, or let's say the field is ready to be sown, it is up to us whether we're going to sow seeds of life as we go or if we're not. It is up to us if we sow seeds of hope, seeds of kindness, seeds of gentleness, seeds of patience as we go. Well, as we do go and we start sowing these seeds, and our intentions are good, and some of the seeds fall by the wayside, the fowls come and they just eat them up. It seems it doesn't matter what we do. All the seeds that we scatter just seems like the fowls come and just eat it up as fast as we sow it. And it just doesn't seem like we're making a difference at all. At this point, we can either keep on sowing or chase the birds. For those that choose to continue to sow, for those of us that continue to sow regardless of the fowls, which the fowls would, I would see the fowls as the enemy. The enemy just comes along and takes whatever we seed and just devours everything. And it seems like there's no use. There's just no use going on. But we can come to a place where we'll start chasing the enemy, or we can just continue to steadily to go on sowing. Some of the seeds will land on stony places where places are hard, and it just there's just not much depth there. And yes, maybe the people are excited and they respond to the seeds that are sown in their stony hearts, but it doesn't last long. You know, at such a time, as a sower, we can either keep on sowing or we can stop and try and figure out how to make a decent crop out of stony places, which is just a distraction. But for the sower that continues to sow and continues on sowing, the next thing to look at is meeting those that are wrapped up in everything that they need to do. They're wrapped up in the cares of this world and the things that they need to get done and the things that they're trying to accomplish. And these seeds can spring forth, but they're soon choked out with all the thorns and the weeds. At this point, as a sower, we can stop and either try to figure out how to get rid of the thorns and the weeds, or to how to get the crop to gain fast enough to outrun the thorns and the cares, the thorns and the weeds. However, for the sower that chooses to continue to sow and sows, and some of the seed that he sows falls on ground that's ready, ready to receive. If it falls on ground that has been cleared from stones and from thorns and from weeds, and it's ready to receive the word, the seeds. And this is a place where it can bring forth fruit, whether it's 100-fold, whether it's 60-fold, or whether it's 30-fold, it can bring fruit because the ground has been made ready. But the thing to stop and ponder here is, what if the sower would have stopped, dropped his bag and chased the birds? Or dropped his bag and tried to figure out how to make a crop out of stony areas? Or stopped and dropped his bag of seeds and tried to figure out how to grow a decent crop in the thorns and weeds? He would have missed the hearts that are ready. What this challenges me here this morning is to keep sowing and not be discouraged by what Satan does as he comes along and just snatches up the seed as fast as I sow. Or maybe the stony hearts, or maybe the hearts that are wrapped up in this world, in all of the cares of this world. But to keep on sowing, because if we keep on sowing, the seed will eventually fall on good ground as well, or it will fall on good ground along the way, and a harvest can be reaped for the kingdom. An encouragement for us this morning here, for you, for me, is to keep on sowing and not to be distracted, not to go down into the pits, but to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and to continue to scatter seed as we go on. The Lord bless you all.